Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is August 16th, 2019. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 180 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about modal verbs again. Today I'm going to be speaking about modal verbs that are used to express ability. So what exactly is ability? Well, ability is when you can do something, so you're able to do that thing. So that's a sports or maybe some sort of a activity that involves manual dexterity or I don't know, speaking a language, for instance, playing a musical instrument, that can be classified as ability. So that's what I mean when I say that I'm going to be talking about modal verbs that can be used to express ability. So I could, for example, ask a question, can you speak Spanish? So that's a question using can, the modal verb, to ask about ability. And of course, in the affirmative form, you could say, I can speak three different foreign languages. I can speak English, Spanish, and German. So in this case, can plus verb will express ability in the present. When it comes to modal verbs, remember, it's very important to look at the function. You can also listen to the previous episode if you want to know more about some general features of of modal verbs. And so in the case of ability, when we talk about ability in the past, we can use could. So for instance, I could say my grandfather could speak five languages. Maybe he's not alive anymore and that's why I'm using could. So, or maybe he can't speak them anymore. Another way of using, of referring to ability in the past is to use the verb be able to, which it's called in some books pseudo-modal verb because it contains the be able to. If you want to know more about that, listen to the previous episode, episode 179, in which I talk in a more general fashion about modal verbs. So coming back to what I was saying, we can express ability in the present using can, and we can express ability in the past using could. We can also use be able to, both in the present and in the past. And also, if we use will or going to, we could also use be able to refer to ability in the future. For example, I will be able to speak English fluently one day. So I will be able to speak English fluently one day to express ability in the future. Again, you can always invert the modal verb and the subject to form a question. So could you read and write when you were 7 years old? Could you read and write when you were 7 years old? That's ability in the past. Or were you able to read and write when you were 7 years old? So that's ability in the past. Were you able to read and write when you were 7 years old? And the negative form of any of these, you just have to add not in the case of present cannot, yes. So I cannot speak French, or I can speak French. I couldn't in the past. So I couldn't swim when I was a child. I wasn't able to swim when I was a child, so I have the negative form as well. And you won't be able to speak German if you don't practice a lot. You won't be able to. That's will plus not, to talk about ability in the future in the negative form. So this is it. I'm going to be doing a series of podcast episodes about modal verbs. This is just the first one. There is the very first is actually 179, which I talk about modal verbs in a more general fashion. I give some general characteristics of modal verbs, and I discuss a little the different functions they can have and the different meanings they can express. And then today I was talking about modals that are used to refer to ability, to express ability in the past, in the present, and in the future. And perhaps next episode I'll talk about a different function and some different modal verbs. This is it for today. I would like to remind you that you can visit our webpage at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br if you have any comments or if you have any suggestions for future episodes. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and then you will get notifications every time there is a new episode out there. So this is it for today. Thank you so much. See you next time. Bye.